It's me, Sly. Do you mind if we just chat a bit? See, I've heard you were participating in the no-fab activities for the month. Don't worry. I'm not here to tease you. That's mean. And I don't want to be mean to you. At least, not today. I just wanted to talk to you. Actually, I'm just stopping by to tell you how proud I am of you. How long has it been? How many days has it been since you've stroked your hard cock last? That many days? Wow. That's quite a bit. Someone should reward you, seriously. I would be climbing the walls right now. I would be mad with lust. The poor soul at the checkout line of my local Whole Foods. I would be so desperate. I don't understand the self-torture. Actually, I kind of do, but maybe you could help me understand. If you don't mind, I have a few questions that you may be able to help me out with. You see, you must forgive my ignorance, but I'm not exactly sure how nofap works. What are the rules, exactly? Are you not allowed to masturbate? Can you stroke your cock but not come? A little birdie told me that you're not allowed to masturbate, but you can have sex. That sounds like fun. I could see the draw into that. So, you don't touch yourself for what? 30 days? What happens after the 30 days? Do you go back to your regularly scheduled program of lube and strokes? No. No, 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 you don't do that. If you make it the entire 30 days, it should technically become a habit to not touch yourself. Or come. Or whatever it is that you're doing. Why hold out for only 30 days? Just go the rest of the year. It's not that long. You could do it. You've gone this long already. What's a few more added days? It's easy. And you'll be busy anyway. I'm sure you have work, and with that comes the company holiday party. I've already bought my dress for the company party. It's green and velvet. It's off the shoulder. The material feels so good on my bare breast. I can't really wear a bra with it. Hopefully I won't get too cold. Not that it matters. I don't mind you looking, fantasizing about what you would do to my hard nipples. This dress, it makes me feel sexy. And I love feeling sexy. I just need a date. Maybe I could take you. I won't tempt you, I promise. I'll be professional the entire time. My company parties are fun. Lots of champagne and dancing. Although I tend to get extremely touchy when I drink champagne. It gets me the perfect amount of buzz, and I like to dance. Would you dance with me? Holding the small of my back, pulling me in close enough for maybe a piece of paper to get by, me whispering in your ear all the naughty things we're going to do together once we leave this godforsaken place. Forgive me. I'm skipping holidays. Halloween happens and then we automatically think of Christmas. You still have a ways to go. So, you work. And then you have a slight break for Thanksgiving. Oh, that must be so tough. Idle hands and all. I know that when I get free time, my mind tends to go to dark and naughty places. You get to be in a room. All alone. Family with you. Maybe you're visiting them. It doesn't matter. Logistics. Your mind starts to wander. All of the naughty things you want to do. All that you've been denying yourself from. You're not really the porn type. You'd much rather have something more realistic. Something more intimate. You put your headphones on. I'm sure you're just going to listen to some music. And drift off to sleep, right? Right. Your curiosities can't help it. You've missed out on GWA for a bit. It doesn't hurt anything to just look, right? No, not at all. Just laying in bed, feeling a little on edge. Maybe a little buzzed from the drinks had from all of the festivities earlier in the day. Scrolling on your phone, you know, it doesn't hurt to take a listen. It's just a voice. It's just my voice. And I've already accepted the fact that my voice won't break you. It's okay. I'm not offended by it. I understand. You're so strong-willed. It's actually a turn-on for me. It's times like this that I'm thankful that I don't have to participate in this silly thing that you're choosing to do. The thought of you torturing yourself, your cock constantly dripping with need, your body begging you to do something that your mind is fighting to overcome. Something so natural. It gets to me. It makes me so wet, so needy for you. The thought of you fighting to not touch your excruciatingly hard dick, it really does something for me. It brings something out of me, something primal. It takes quite a lot to hold myself back from you, to not tease you, to not taste you. To not ride you. God. I've only felt this needingly horny for a few mere minutes. You've had to deal with this for days. Oh, poor you. How do you do it? How do you listen to people practically beg you to stroke your cock, giving you the perfect instructions like they can read your mind, telling you to take out your dick and just give a listen, maybe to lightly touch it, just to rub your thumb over the head to the frenulum, back to the opening, making slow, teasing ovals, just a few times. Just to remember what it feels like. Just to give a tiny bit, but not enough to break you. Doesn't that feel so good? I bet you can feel your body relaxing. It's starting to release some of this tension. See? You needed this. You needed just a few touches and strokes. Maybe I could help. Maybe I could lick the tip, give it a kiss, a light suck, run my lips down your hard shaft. Just to relieve some of the stress, take out some of the tension for you. Would that be okay? Or is that breaking the rules? No. It's not breaking the rules to just get a little taste. Oh, yes, yes. Well, I am so thankful that I don't have to endure what you're currently choosing to endure, because touching myself feels so good. I would hate to not be able to climb in bed at night, fantasizing about you, and feel my wetness while I stroke my swollen clit. Just talking to you and supporting you in this endeavor has made me want to touch myself, and ooh, I think that I'll excuse myself now to do exactly that, but before I go, I just wanted to say once again that I am so proud of you for holding out this long.